Grace and peace be with you from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is such a thing as Christmas fear. I'm not talking about that package that you were hoping would arrive on time but didn't. I'm not talking about that sweatshirt that you bought hoping that they would like it, but then that face, that's not the face of joy. I'm not talking about that. No, I'm talking about when you're trying to put something together and you look down and you see two bolts labeled 24B and you go, uh-oh, is this thing going to fall apart the second any weight is put on it? And you fear, you have that fear of what's all going to take place. You guys might know the feeling. I know I love those things where you put them together and you got the directions right there and all you got to do is follow the directions. That's why it's great. It's almost like a therapeutic product, a therapeutic project, right? All the boards are already cut for you. Everything is ready to go. All you have to do is follow the directions, step by step, until you're left with two bolts. And you're left wondering, are these extra bolts? Did they give us extra? Or is this a problem that's going to appear later on down the road? That's that great Christmas fear as you put that together. Something that's supposed to be really, really simple, all of the sudden, a little bit down the road, you find out that it was maybe a little bit more complex than what you gave it credit for. You assumed it was simple, but in reality, it was complex. You thought it was simple. It looked simple. You looked at the finished product. It looked really easy to put together, but you have two extra bolts. You have that complexity. And in a lot of ways, that's kind of the way this morning is, isn't it? We're talking about Christmas. We're talking about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if we go over to the Gospel of Matthew, it's really simple. Jesus was born. It's simple. It's easy to understand. You get to our gospel from last night, the gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter, and we see a little bit more complexity. We see Joseph and Mary traveling to Bethlehem because of the registration when Quirinius was governor. We see just a little bit more going on. And then all of a sudden you get to John, our gospel lesson for today. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And you find yourself looking at the text going, man, this is a lot more complex than I ever gave it credit for. And the truth is, that is correct. More ink has been spread over the grammar of John 1, 1 through 14 than any other passage. There is so much to dig in here. There's so much to pull out and to look at and to think about as we dwell on this text that stands before us from John as he tells us about the birth of our Lord. So much complexity. In fact, there are entire faiths that are developed around the idea of a mistranslation of this text. I believe the Jehovah's Witnesses would fall into this category. They mistranslate the text and then build everything else around that. Yes, this is complex. To put it in great theological terms, we would say this text talks about how the finite contains the infinite. The finite, a set amount of space, if you will, contains the infinite, that which has no limits. That is to say, this baby born in Bethlehem, who is laid in a manger, is God, is the infinite, is that who was, who is, and who is to come, that who is everything, the Alpha and the Omega, all right there, lying in a manger. This is the discussion of Christ on Christmas. And something that looks so simple, so easy. A baby is born and is laid in a manger. It seems like it should be so simple and easy to understand, and yet it's not. There's more there than we could ever possibly understand in a lifetime, in multiple lifetimes. It is beyond us to understand how the fullness of God, how God himself is in Christ Jesus, is Christ Jesus, lying in a manger. We're not going to try to tweak the words to make it just a little bit better or easier, as much as we might be tempted to do, say, so translate it just a little bit differently so that hopefully the confusion goes away. We don't do that. Instead, we look at the complexity. We look at the complexity of the text that stands before us, and we realize that while it is beyond us, it is good and it is true. God has come in Christ Jesus. And ultimately, as we look not just at this text, but all of what Christ does, we are so thankful. We are so thankful that a babe was born in Bethlehem, that Christ Jesus, that God Almighty, will go to the cross for you and for me. And that's the beautiful thing about today. It's the beautiful thing about this holiday. We look at a child, a baby child. We look at the one who takes the weight of the world, the one who takes on sin, our sin, your sin, my sin, all that we have done and all that we will ever do. This child takes on even the sins we didn't know that we did. And he will go to the cross and he will suffer and he will die for you. And for your sake and your salvation. And on the third day, on Easter day, he will rise again. So this Christmas, as you feverishly search the house for board C and bolt 24 or 22 or whichever one it happens to be, as you try to put together that thing that was supposed to be so easy to put together, as we look out at the complexities of the world as well as the simple, let us always remember Christ our Lord. Let us continue to remember our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of all, who came to lie in a manger, who came for your sake, who came for our sake, that he could die so that we might have life. Overwhelming complexity, overwhelming simplicity. Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may the peace of Christ, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. At this time, please stand as